Formed about a year ago, the Committee to Save New York is a collection of business interests that tries to sway public opinion to support legislation that could help the private sector, mostly by targeting taxes.
We have still virtually the highest combined state and local tax burden of any place in the galaxy.
That's Andrew Rudnick, a member of the Committee to Save New York. This year, their crosshairs are set on reducing public pensions they claim are crippling state and local governments, and by extension, taxpayers. Rudnick used Buffalo as an example.
Labor costs of current employees are less than the labor costs of retirees in the city and the school district. What the governor has proposed won't stop that dynamic tomorrow, but will for future generations control that dynamic.
Both parties have motioned some support for the bill. The real conflict is likely to ignite between union interests and Cuomo, who, as a Democrat, will likely be portrayed as acting against a powerful base of his party's support. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.